As we offer our love and gratitude and adoration to our beloved mighty cosmic presence, a mighty Vesta, we offer our love and gratitude and obedience to her for all eternity. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, you who have faced the sacred fire and called it into action, I wish to come tonight in the threefold capacity that it is my privilege to serve, and entering in to the use of this greater activity of the sacred fire, enfold you all in these special activities that will bless you individually and that expand your power to assist others. Now, since my service to the earth is the guarding of the sacred fire, the guarding of the home, and the guarding of God's immortal purity to the earth, these three things are fundamental in your individual lives. In the first place, all activities of the sacred fire for which you call to be established in outer world conditions must have the presence of one or more of the angelic host to guard every focus of the sacred fire till either it has fulfilled its divine service or has brought into outer action the eternal presence of the divine plan's manifestation. In my capacity as guardian of the home, I wish to explain something to you that you're not always aware of. And that is that your homes are your powerhouse. Each individual's home is his or her powerhouse, wherein is drawn the special activities of the life stream, and particularly the activities of the sacred fire from the higher metal body, to fill and surround you and your home with the power to accomplish that which does fulfill the divine plan. And that is why it is imperative that your homes be held purified and harmonious in order to keep repelled the disturbing elements and conditions that create your problems or delay your progress. Now, if every home on the earth were purified and the focus of the sacred fire held within it, mankind would go forward to the ascension, and individuals would have their freedom without strain or distress, and your destructive forces of the world would find nothing to sustain themselves. But the moment the purity of the home is violated, that moment the individual loses his or her powerhouse. And so, in order to strengthen a nation, that it may be protected and survive, and hold control of its constructive activities, becomes imperative to purify, strengthen, and protect the home life of the people and return them to the purity that can be protected, and which purity is the strength of any nation. For the moment the home becomes impure, your nation dies and your civilization dies. Therefore, it is my privilege to use the power of the great central sun as well as the physical suns, sacred fire, authority, and control to focus eternal purity wherever you call it into being and to command it to be sustained for the complete release of the earth from all evil. Now, since my responsibility is to protect purity, I may not, under any circumstance, allow impurity wherever the sacred fire is drawn to render a certain service until we accomplish the fulfillment of the divine plan. These three things are paramount: guarding the sacred fire, guarding the home, guarding the purity that is immortality, as you were told the other night. The only immortal thing in the universe is the sacred fire, and it is eternally pure. And the sacred fire should be held within every home in order to generate the power by which you can accomplish what is intended through those channels. So, my dear ones, for a long time, I was recognized, and my gifts and my powers and my blessing to life were understood and respected and obeyed. And when that was established, mankind lived in that golden age. But now the mass of the people must be purified and returned to the conscious understanding and use of the sacred fire and its purity, and understand the necessity of making the home the powerhouse from whence your own life stream can expand its blessings and victory to all the rest of life. The outer world has sought continuously to desecrate that which God has placed here that is good and was God created. But because God's manifestations were loaned to mankind for use, the human intellect and the selfishness of human desire has imagined that it was the owner of all in this world. And that, of course, is a mistake, which mankind is soon to learn. The manifestations on a planet or a sun or a system of worlds are created by cosmic beings of immortal love, purity, and the sacred fire. Those manifestations are placed in a world that the incoming life streams who are to have experience there may dwell in the happiness and powerhouse of God's love. But when the selfishness of human desire demands things for itself and thinks it owns everything, its end is approaching. So the more selfishness builds, the sooner the end comes. There's nothing that binds mankind to poverty and agony and limitation like the demand of the outer self to just demand everything for itself, instead of understanding everything is loaned to it in this world. And the outer self is expected to place the mighty I Am presence first and return everything in the outer world after it's used back to the possession and control and love and blessing of that mighty I Am presence that gave it. Selfishness is stubbornness, and stubbornness is slavery. Therefore, as the Lady Master Nada said long ago, some weeks ago at least, that if you would give your decrees to compel the annihilation of all stubbornness, the savage qualities in mankind, and I'm speaking of the races of the world, would begin to lose their savage qualities. Those qualities can be dissolved and consumed. But they have to be dissolved and consumed by unselfish people. People who are selfish cannot dissolve unselfishness. But unselfish people can dissolve selfishness. So that which is of God is wholly unselfish. Therefore, it is not stubborn. And wherever there is stubbornness, there is always selfishness. Stubbornness has nothing whatsoever to do with the ascended master's determination to stand calm, poised, and firm as steel, but always harmonized, ever expanding through its radiation, the all-powerful sacred fire of love that commands and all obey. There's a vast difference. One is mastery, the other is destruction. So, beloved ones, in my effort to guard the sacred fire in your own heart, guard the sacred fire of eternal harmony in your homes. Guard your homes against discord and destruction of every kind. Guard the purity that enables you to have the ascension. I have legions, uncountable, at my command to draw into your outer physical conditions powers and power of the sacred fire that sets up an eternal guard around these three conditions in your homes and in yourselves that need guarding so long as you move in outer world conditions. This is the reason that in former cycles, when individuals had to be taken into the retreats of the world in order to be purified and clothed with greater powers to produce freedom, in those cycles, because of the black magicians and discarnates and frightful destructive qualities of mankind, individuals who were reaching to their mastery had to be kept away from all destructive conditions, till the final work was done of purifying and strengthening and protecting the outer self before it could go back into the outer world to render its service. You are taking a similar training because you're in the midst of outer world conditions, but you have been given the protecting power of the sacred fire. You've been given the protection of your homes. You've been given the protection of purity by your calls to your mighty I Am presence and your use of the violet consuming flame. So your responsibility becomes that now of purifying the home of the whole human race, which America is, of holding protection of the sacred fire of eternal freedom, which America is, and holding the protection of the immortal purity of this mighty I Am presence and this knowledge from the ascended master's octave that is the eternal purity of mankind's knowledge in the future. You might have all that's in all the books of the world, and it will not take you to your ascension. And these books that contain the miracle words of the ascended masters, any one of them, if applied, would take you to your eternal victory in the ascension. So, my dear ones, after all, we are the guardians of the mighty Saint Germain's gift of freedom to life through this mighty knowledge of the beloved I Am presence, through this mighty explanation of these various activities of the sacred fire, under the release of the immortal purity to the I Am student body, through the radiation of the ascended host, which they alone can give. You were told long ago, these words are cups of light from our octave, drawn into your octave. And what do you suppose those cups of light are for? To let that light expand till it illumines the pathway of mankind back to God. So in the use of these magnificent calls to the sacred fire, try to realize deeply how privileged you are, how necessary it is for these commands to go forth, and the privilege you have of living pure enough to be entitled to protection when outer world conditions become so frightfully destructive. Mankind, century after century after century, has gone on with slaughter, with savagery, with selfishness, depravity, and death. Do you not think that the sacred fire is needed within this world? Do you not think the home life of the American people needs to be guarded? And do you not think that purity needs to be made eternal? Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I want to show you how imperative it is for these three blessings of life to be understood and guarded and used with conscious understanding of the law, that you may fulfill the divine plan. Is not the sacred fire necessary for you all? Could we remove the fire element from this system of worlds, and could you have anything left? Supposing we withdrew the sacred fire, surrounding you or sustaining the world, where would you be? Do you not need it for your experience? Supposing we removed every home and you had no place where you felt you had a right to be, would that bring you happiness? Supposing we removed all purity, where would you be? Don't you see how imperative it is that these gifts of life be recognized, understood, loved, protected, and used by conscious command to set the rest of mankind free? Those of us who work from the physical sun guard these activities to the whole system, because without them, the system could not be. Without them, the system could not be sustained. Without them, the system could not act. So I think I have made firm within your intellects and within your feelings the conscious awareness of the imperative need for the guarding of the sacred fire, which is the flame of life in your heart. Do you not need it guarded? The guard of your homes, which you need for your powerhouse, and the guarding of purity. If you have not a guard of these three activities that bless you so greatly, that enable you to experience what is necessary in this world to attain your ascension, if you do not have these three fundamental blessings and activities of the life from the great central sun and the physical sun, if you have not these three things, you have not. You have oblivion. You have the second death. Therefore, the sustaining life of the world is the sacred fire. Therefore, demand its invincible presence in and around you forever. The protection of your homes is imperative for the freedom of your nation and for the survival of your nation. Therefore, protect the purity of the home. Protect the purity of life and substance and energy everywhere. For without it, you have no harmony. Immortal purity is immortal harmony. The sacred fire is immortal life. And the purity of the home is your powerhouse, your focus, where you may have all three in whatever intensity you desire, to go forth and produce manifestation that awakens mankind, turns the attention to the great God presence, the mighty I Am, and gives the understanding of how to attain the ascension, which is the only important thing in this whole world, ever was or ever will be. That's what you come into embodiment in this world, to raise some of the substance of this world into the flame that makes you the master presence throughout infinite space. You, the individual, may go everywhere for the rest of eternity if you are clothed in the body of sacred fire. So, beloved ones, life is very good to mankind, but mankind understands so little of life. And yet everything is loaned to the use of the outer self if we would only understand God. That blessed I Am presence that gives and gives and gives of itself without reservation, always with a raising action that raises everything to greater perfection and greater happiness and greater power. Never is ready on the next wave to release more and more and more. Infinite, eternal, and all-encompassing. So, blessed ones, from tonight, dwell deeply on this, if you will, and understand your privilege to demand the guardianship of the sacred fire in yourselves, the guardianship of your homes, and the guardianship of purity, and the freedom for which this nation was established. That freedom was the purity of the sacred fire from the heart of the central sun that was given to this world when mankind first embodied here. For this is where the embodiments first began. And therefore, since it represents the permanent atom in the heart of the world, If the world is to survive, then the heart must be kept alive. And if the heart is to live, the permanent atom or the flame within that heart must have dominion. So, blessed ones, when you need me, hesitate not to call. For my service to the world is to guard these marvelous blessings of life that can only bring perfection and will overcome everything whenever you place the mighty I Am presence first and demand these manifestations be made invincible in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Then you may ask what you will, and the great law of the universe will give you according to your heart's desire. So, blessed ones, try to feel our nearness, because we guard you constantly. We guard all that is constructive within you. And if you'll only let it have dominion, if you will only let it control your affairs, if you will only stand within it and live in its world, your peace is here. Your freedom is here. And the fulfillment of your divine plan will be joyous, I assure you, under the attainment of your final victory in your reaching to the ascension. So, beloved ones, with my enfolding protection and love of the sacred fire of the home and of purity, I enfold you tonight in the physical sun and the great central suns, protecting sacred fire presence. And may it always be for you the fullness of every good thing, everything your hearts can desire, until your attainment of the ascension makes you master wherever you abide, anywhere, the rest of eternity. Go forward and dwell within the protection we want to give, that you must have, and that is the sustaining power of the nation of freedom. May its blessings flood the earth and mankind awaken into the heart of the sacred fires, love and purity and freedom to life forever. Thank you so much. And you, beloved Vesta, thou cosmic presence, hold us close in the victory of your own heart's flame, and close out everything that is not your protection and perfection and victory over all in this world for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible protection. The activity of the sacred fire, the cosmic purity, and the protection of our homes, that wherever we abide, beloved, precious, mighty Vesta is our guarding presence for eternity. And we thank her forever for her love. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever will be the greatest protection for us all. And we thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved mighty Vesta, and all who have directed the sacred fire and their protection and their purity to those under this radiation and to America and the world. May we be a sun presence of your almighty sacred fire control wherever we abide. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, beloved mighty Festus, sacred fire of invincible purity, hold her protection around our homes and all that represents the home of the sacred fire of God's love to all life, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence, beloved Vesta and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence, of the sacred fire's invincible purity and eternal protection to our homes and all that represents the home of God's love to life wherever we abide. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those of this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory, to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activity of invincible sacred fire purity and power of protection without limit. Blaze it till it has consumed all evil everywhere forever, and we thank thee.